in a studio destined to create radio genius.
It's nice to be here at CITR. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's breasts in the window. Look.
It's all about performance, isn't it?
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
Lots of action.
We got a phone call.
Keeps catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here, so we're working on it.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets.
Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaret Radio.
You stroke it more, you'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.
The following program, Cabaret Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
And gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. Tonight, Cabaret Radio kicks up the comedy and boosts up the boobies with the bantering Braziers. Teddy and E-Rock welcome live in studio, Roxette Star! Plus, listen in for a few great prize giveaways. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
I swear, I thought you were going to keep going there, but you just sort of died in the wind.
Yeah,
it's not your usual, on and on. You took me by surprise.
Quick to the point, no faking.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Yes. Rap skills.
Thank you. They appreciate it.
They liked it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you guys every week.
Every week. We really do.
I appreciate not hearing myself in the headphones every week.
Yeah. It's good times.
It's awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you so much, and welcome to Cabaret Radio.
Thank you.
Just because you don't like the earphones, don't need to slam them on the ground. Thank you so much. Welcome to Cab Radio this week.
Hey, we just made a lot of money, so maybe we can get that bad boy fixed up there. And
well, we didn't make as much as we wanted. Actually,
we were three grand off. I mean, that's still pretty fucking good.
Wow, throwing in the F-bomb already. Listen to this guy.
I'm excited about it.
Wow, listen, this guy dropping the...
I'm going to be able to hear myself soon.
Dropping the bomb. I don't know. Are you?
No.
These ones just broke too, so we got two broken headphones.
It's been a year.
Actually, those probably aren't broken, that's probably just the connector.
I wonder how many people have come through in this year and touched these headphones and really, like, how many
rock stars have sweated in those earphones?
Sweated. Okay, I like
it. We'll just go with it.
Extra sweaty.
They sweated it out. You say sweated it out, don't you? I sweated it out.
I think it is sweated.
Welcome to Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. You're listening to third-rate entertainment right here on CITR 101.9 FM. I did want to start off the show, actually, with a big thank you to all of our contributors to CITR and also to Cabaret Radio. In particular, I'd like to thank Yum Yum Doll, DK,
Deek,
Lola Frost, who else was on there? Oh, Bobby Whiskey. And also, finally, Blue Morris. Those were our official contributors to actual Cab Radio. I'm sure there were tons of others that supported CITR by either donating or going to our fund drive finale.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for donating. So far, we have raised just under $27,000, but we are expecting some more to trickle in due to podcasts and some other things as well. We had a good time at our fund drive finale party last Thursday at the Biltmore. A couple rough patches, I'm not going to lie. The one band that restarted their song four times was not exactly that cool of a show, but right. Some of the other ones were very good.
I like that that one, Rick White's Hair.
Yeah,
they did the Beck cover, and they really put some time into these songs.
They were very good. Great. There was about a 50-50. Some of the bands, I don't know if they pick songs that were out of their range or they just picked them
that day.
Or yeah, they really didn't know what they were doing.
Let's play these three tonight.
But it was a good time overall. There was some good prizes given away, and many thanks to the Biltmore.
You got something, didn't you?
I did. I bid on some shoes and won the shoes.
Nice.
I don't necessarily want to talk about the circumstances revolving around that because that's another issue, but that's a private matter between me and some people. So
I was there.
I didn't exactly enjoy some of the party, but that's just a personal thing of mine. But a big thank you to everyone that was at the party and who donated again to CITR, because without you, our station wouldn't have all the great stuff that it was. And, like, we do have a few things that are out of commission, but we're also getting a brand new digital library, which will enhance our musical capabilities right here at CITR by allowing us to play all the songs from the CD library in our computer without having to run to the library. So basically, we'll just become big, huge, fat DJs because we won't have to walk to the CD room.
Oh, and then it's going to look so good in that no-pants chair.
It will look extra special.
Yeah.
Extra special. Tonight on the program, we're going to be talking with Roxette Star. It's pretty new still, Bantering Brassiers. Mm-hmm. It's a show that goes on at the Prop House Cafe near Commercial and Venables. It kind of combines improv and comedy and burlesque all in the same show. So we're going to be talking to her a little bit later in the program. We also will be joined on the phone by Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. His Christmas show is actually tomorrow, so you can start the Christmas season early. As well as we're going to pull out one of our interviews that we did near the Burlesque Festival, where we wanted to ask people around town what they thought burlesque was, because burlesque is continuing to grow in this city with more and more shows. There was a huge sort of benefit show for Burgundy Bricks and the Professor at Kitty Nights. There's the Taboo Review, which is moving into a two-time-a-month slot instead of a one-time-a-month. And there's the Sweet Soul Girls at the Kiefer on Thursday. So burlesque and cabaret is quickly becoming pretty much a staple here in this city. So we're going to talk a little bit about burlesque in just a little bit.
Also, I forgot to mention, we will be live on air shaving my mustache. My mustache.
Yes, it is. It's quite delicious.
I know you can't see it really from where you are, Teddy. That doesn't mean that you can't see it if you come closer and talk to me a bit closer with more light on,
right,
like shining on my face. I've been growing it for a month, and you can hardly see it.
It's the end of November.
It's the end of November.
We're actually going to do a live shaving.
We've been live shaving. I've got some moisturizer here to smear upon my upper lip prior to the razor slicing through this beautiful mustache.
we'll try to get the sound on radio because I'm sure it'll really crunch and yeah.
That
thing is thick.
I think Roxette might be helping out with it. Giving her words of wisdom on shaving. So
that sounds like a good time.
It's going to be great.
Good time.
Unbelievable. Maybe we could even find some good background music.
We could, maybe. Maybe I'll throw
something
in there.
Something to think about.
All that, including giving away some prizes in just a little bit. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smith on the CITR 101.9 FM. That's E-Rock over there.
Yo, yo, yo.
My name is Teddy. The number in hand.
I've said that before.
No, I said this is Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. I didn't say this is Teddy yet. My name is Ted. Who knows? Teddy Smooth could be someone totally different. Could be like Charlie off of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, touche.
Yes, you like that? 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR is the number if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, and also the number you want to call when we give away some prizes in a bit. But for now, some music, and we'll be back with Roxette Star and the Bantering Brassiers.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
When life begins.
Come here, pretty. I've got a way to mess you up. I'll tell you something to make you feel like you're in love. I'll find a way, make you what I want you to be. And I'll be sure when you close your eyes that all you see is me. Come here, sweetheart. Crazy about your eyes, but I'm not sold on your smile. Could you cover it up? I heard somewhere there's a doctor you can see to fix that up and turn you into something I want to see. Can you believe my luck with all this stuff? It's making me insane. Can I make you see how weak you are and make you feel the same? Since I have the floor, I'll take this time to promise you one thing, that I'll be down. So when you close your eyes, all you see is me. You're my angel. So much beauty from inside, and the strength in your eyes. But I'm not sure about that smile. If it were wider, straighter, smaller, bigger, this I can't be sure that I could love you, baby. Hold you, baby. Make you feel secure. Can you believe?
Mean Do you miss me? Will you kiss me through the window? Do you miss me? Miss me? Will I ever let you go? I miss my mister so.
Hey, what's going on? This is Teddy Smooth of Cabaret Radio. I'm out on the streets today, just mere days away from the 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival, and I wanted to see what people on the streets thought of the word burlesque and what it meant to them. Well, let's get into it. Excuse me, sir.
Me?
Yes, you. What goes on in your brain, what mental picture arrives to your frontal lobe when I say the word burlesque? Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
I was wondering if you could tell me what you thought of the word burlesque.
Unicorns!
Excuse me, senior citizen. I was just wondering what kind of brain picture happens when I say the word burlesque.
Back in my days, sonny, we used to call them strippers.
Excuse me, Yale Town resident. What do you think of when I say the word burlesque?
Fat chick stripping.
Hey, you, Main Street hipster. What do you think of burlesque?
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Hey, commercial drive, confused artist. What comes to mind when I say the word burlesque?
Well, it's such a weird paradigm, paradox, dichotomy right now, because do you ever consider...
Excuse me, cracky downtown east side person. Do you like burlesque?
Boobies! Boobies! Boobie, 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 change.
Well, this has been Cabaradio's report from the streets on what the word burlesque means to you. Be sure to check out the 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival, May 6th through 9th at the Rickshaw Theater. This is Teddy Smooth reporting for Cabaradio. Back to you, Teddy.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you. I don't know how. Back feet, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you. I don't know how. Don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. Wonderwall. you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after you're my wonderwall, maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Paul Anka. Yes. From his Rock Swings album. If you haven't checked out that album, do so. It's a good collection of some songs that he's done, including another great one is Jump from
Van Halen.
That's the one. Thank you so much.
I thought that was Michael Bublé.
The Booble.
When I first started listening to that song, and then I was quickly told no.
It's not. I think it's a bit better of a singer. Not to knock Bublé too much, but I think Anka's more classically trained. Bublé doesn't have as big of a range, I don't find.
Yeah, actually, I waited and I heard a big note at the end there that he hit, and I was wondering why he didn't hit it in a couple of the other moments, but then he was saving it for the end.
Saving it for the big splash at the end. At CanCon, no doubt, as well. I love playing CanCon crooner stuff. Before that, we had the Dresden Dolls with Miss Me. We had also a local artist, Adeline. From her album Famous for Hire. That song was Whiter and Straighter. I met Adeline the other night at the Rio Theater. She was her new collaboration, actually, is kind of funky. Has to do with movies. That's why they were at the Rio. She's part of a new group. Not a new group, but she's collaborated with this guy. Can't remember his name at the moment, but they have a group called The Organization, and they have some free downloads called Neo-Noir. What they've done is taken movie themes from movies such as Chinatown, which we were hosting, and some other sort of film noir movies, and have sort of mixed around the sounds and done some of their own sounds to create a new song out of it. So check it out if you have a chance. There's some good tracks on there. They're giving away it all for free as well, because it's obviously some copyright issues there when you don't have permission from movie studios. But you can get it for free. So that's called the Organization. With it's called Neo Noir, and look for Adeline, and the other guy mistakes me at the moment, but that was her. Also, that song was a bit, I found, burlesque. It had some horns in it, had a little bit of that shimmy shake to it.
Big bandish.
Yeah, big bandish, exactly.
Thanks. You know I'm on it today.
You're on it. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's the weed I smoked before. It's like energy weed.
I thought it was because of your excitement about shaving your mustache.
No, I'm sad about that.
Are you really?
It's been with me for a month.
In case you're just tuning in, E-Rock tonight on Cab Radio is going to be shaving off his Movember live, and it's grown to such a degree. I mean, the other night when you put mascara on it and came to the Biltmore for the Fun Drive
really
finale party, you really looked like actually like John Waters. It was very creepy. I wouldn't have left children with you.
You could actually stand about 10 feet away from me and see the mustache when I had the mascara on.
Now it just kind of looks like you didn't wash your face tonight. So it's good. It's good. We're going to moisturize and shave, and maybe our guest in studio will help that.
I
would like to welcome our in-studio guest. Her name is Roxette Starr.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I am doing very well tonight.
Good.
I'm excited. Next week, I'm going to have a week off. E-Rock's going to be a solo mission.
Is that safe?
No.
He usually just talks about missing me all the time. So
not anymore.
It's okay.
I'm a seasoned pro now.
Now, you have a show coming up this Friday at the Prop House Cafe, which is just on the corner of Venables and Commercial, just down the corner a little bit.
Yeah, it's right on Venables.
Yeah, right on Venables, just a little bit down Venables.
Across from Uprising Breads.
So is it on Venables?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
Yes, it is. Venables and Commercial.
Venables.
It is.
So
yes.
Venables.
On Venables.
On Venables, no.
On Venables, yes.
Commercial.
It's called the Prop House Cafe.
Just, like near Commercial, but on Venables.
Yes. We finally have it.
Excellent.
We have discovered where it is. Mm-hmm. Bantering Braziers, somewhat of a new show in town. What show is this? Number three, four?
This will be number three.
Number three. Now, how have... well, we'll get to that question in a little bit. What is Bantering Braziers?
Bantering Braziers is a, primarily a burlesque show, but it's also taking Vancouver's comedy scene and integrating it into one show. I have usually a comedic co-host, well, usually for two shows. And I have a...
That's your standard. That's what you
that's
go
what I'm
for.
Striving
that's
for, what yes.
That's what you're...
Yes, this is my little rule
you're
for
hoping
myself.
For a comedy host.
A comedy host,
someone that can tell jokes and get the crowd laughing.
Yes. Bingo.
I wonder if you came in and did a very serious, and you were serious the whole time, if it would come across quite funny. It may.
Just may indeed.
I don't know if my show is brave enough for that yet.
It'll have to grow a little bit.
Yeah. So you take... Let's get a following before I disappoint the fans.
Okay. Don't invite me to the show.
We'll mark down no E-Rock as hosts right there.
Stick my door girl on you.
So combining comedy and I read there was improv sort of as well and burlesque. So tell us a little bit more
about
what
so what I do
is
I take a comedy host, I take four burlesque dancers, and I take a comedy like sort of extra person. Either they, it's an, like last time I had an improv group, time before that I had somebody who did stand up. This time I have Sarah Bino, and she, I think she's doing readings of Say Wah, but I'm not
it's
sure.
It's actually Say What?
Excuse me?
You have to, we had her on the show and she told us how to say it properly, so I'm just sort of...
Excellent. No, I appreciate being schooled in this. This is essential to be a good producer. And well, she's gonna do her thing, and then what happens is obviously the host does their thing, and then I have four girls, and we take a quick intermission, and then the comedy in the middle part goes up, and then the girls do an improv set.
Now, sorry, just to backtrack, do the girls do a set first?
So yeah, they do a set,
something
that,
that they've known and done.
Yeah,
and then you have some comedy, and then you come back, and the girls have to do what?
An improv set. One set. At the end of the first act, we take a few minutes and we pick the their song. Each girl, you know, stands in a line. They stand in a line. Then, you know, we go, like last time, oh, Spooksy Daloon gets. And then the audience screams out what song
the
they want to see. No, she got Backstreet Boys.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. And she got the Drunken Cowboy prop set.
Okay.
They get a song and a prop set, which is a few things that I put together.
Cowboy?
Yeah, there was lamb chops, a bottle of rum, a cowboy hat, a riding crop, and I think there was something
there's
else.
There's props within the prop.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little prop package. Uh-huh. And then they get the intermission to think about it, but they don't get to listen to the songs backstage.
Now, do they have a list of potential songs, or is it totally blind?
I have a list ahead of time, and some of the girls request it, but some of the girls don't. So a lot of the time, it's kind of totally blind.
So some of the girls have... So how many? Is there like 10 songs?
There's 10 songs.
So they have a vague idea. They could get a 1 in 10 shot at something. So
exactly.
Something tells me they're not at home practicing to every song, but maybe hoping for a couple.
Exactly.
And what about the props? Who decides what the props are? Where do those come from?
I do. Some of the dancers bring some extras to contribute. Like Rosie Delight brings me a lot of props, and I have a lot of props from my home stash. And then we put together little prop packages, and yeah.
And so the audience picks the song and the prop, or how does that work?
Yeah.
And is it sort of like a clapping, voting thing, or do they write on a piece of paper?
Shout out.
So the loudest shout out, that person gets the prop, and then you ask what song, and then they get the song, and then they have to put those together and do a burlesque?
Yeah.
Wow, that's brave. Yeah. Have you seen any that have been truly dynamic? Have any of them been turned out really
They've
well?
They've all been really great. I mean, the first show...
Bullshit.
Yeah, please don't say that. We're not in the burlesque scene right now. We're on the radio, so we don't need to...
We don't have to say that everyone
was
great.
That everything is...
No, really, man. Like, to get up there and be like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just going to put some shit together and hope to God people like my boobies. they've all been really good. I finally have the balls to get up there and do my own show this month.
Oh, you're going to be in it.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about this show's, or this month's show. It's a Christmas special.
Yes, it's the Christmas edition. Ross, the owner of the prop house, was like, please, please, please do a Christmas one. I want to see something to Santa Baby. And I was like, okay, so I did it. And
are all the songs going to be Christmas songs?
I'm not going to do all of them. I think I'm going to have most of them be Christmas songs. There's been some requests for Santa Baby, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right.
All the classics, and then I'll add a couple of probably classic rock songs.
Now, which Santa Baby version? Madonna? Britney Spears?
No, I've got some ripoff artists, some Yuletide Lounge Band.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and
sounds like fun.
I bought them from the dollar store, and they had it. And it's actually a decent version, so I think I'm going to go with that.
Awesome. Sounds
sweet. Love the $1.99 CDs.
Actually, it was $4.99 for three.
Oh, for three.
For three. Oh, wow.
Awesome. In case you're just tuning in right now, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy. E-Rock's over there. We're talking with Roxette Star about her show Bantering Braziers, the Christmas edition at the Prop House Cafe this Friday, December 3rd. Tell us a little bit about who's on the show, other than you mentioned Sarah Bino as the comic relief.
I have Miss Connie Lingus, I have Rosie Delight, Hanna-Barbaric, and myself as our burlesque dancers.
Now I hear there's a surprise, a Christmas gift to the audience.
There is. There's a surprise guest host.
I love
surprise guest host. Any hints?
It's a boy.
Ooh, it's a boy. It's a boy. Now, have you had any boys do this? Any boylesquers do your show?
Yes, and he's also earned the nickname as a Chai Left Nut Tea.
Oh, did he expose himself?
Again, yes.
Ah. my very first my very first boylesque show, when I did a solo act, they pushed back the show for about an hour while more people streamed in to the venue. And in that hour, I managed to go from half a Mickey to a full Mickey drunk. And I might have exposed the elements that night in my very first. Got a little bit over aggressive on the panty pull down, and managed to show everyone my junk.
Nice.
Just a brief hello. Not a full. It didn't stay for long.
Should show it at least once.
For once. Now, E-Rock, you do some boylesque.
Yeah, I haven't.
How would this fare for you? What would this kind of show be like for you if you had to just all of a sudden be told a song? Do you have the?
What are you at? Like, are you asking if I would rather be the host, the comedic?
No, I'm saying, how would you feel about being a boylesque dancer and just busting out to some song?
Tell you the honest truth. I don't think I can do it. Yeah.
What?
I don't have enough. You've seen what I have done in burlesque. I don't dance.
I don't like that attitude. I don't like that attitude.
My thing is
the island.
Just say yes.
But I guess it doesn't have to be dance. Like I.
No, I'm not very dancey. I'm much more like skitty and acty.
Yeah, that's what
I have
a
personality.
I don't know. I think. Yeah, I could probably.
But it would be a challenge getting. Because you have to have to do burlesque. Like you have to get to the point of. And for me, I found with burlesque that for me, I always want a purpose as to why I'm getting down to that. Some people don't have that. Like they'll just take off their clothes. It's almost very stripperish. But
Teddy needs that.
I like to have why. Now, do you find that some people just end up just tearing it off during the improv just because it gets to the point where everyone wants, that's what they want to get to.
I think.
Or has everyone brought sort of a great amount of sort of improv to the situation?
I think that we've had like the variety. Like there's definitely been a few numbers where we've ended up with like Madame May, I did one. It was really cute. She took everything off and she picked a gentleman from the audience and dressed him. Like she took it off and she dressed him and like that was why she was taking it off. Whereas like Chai Tea ended up having 40 layers and taking it off. It's still a great set, but, like, again, no reason, like, that would be your more, no reason why.
So he came with, like, 40 layers of clothing on?
I recommend having extras just in case you get out there and you get totally stumped and you're like, I don't have anything to do but take clothes off.
I was just going
to
ask. Everybody brings their own costume for
their dance. Yeah, the second number, you bring your own outfit.
Yeah.
So you know what you're going to be wearing, you just don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah, I don't have enough wardrobe to supply outfits on top of all that.
No, for sure.
Especially for skinny girls. I'd be like, I'm sorry, it's already falling off
you. It'd be kind of weird if you wore something totally against, but that might be funny as well, if it was against the song.
You couldn't get out of your costume.
If you dressed like Spooksy DeLune and then all of a sudden had to do a Backstreet Boys song, that would be funny. We are here on Cab Radio. We're going to pay some bills here at CITR, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Roxette Star. We have some upcoming events. We also have some prizes to give away just up after upcoming events, so stick around for that. The number you want to call is 604-822-2487, 604-UBCCITR. Plus, don't forget, E-Rock will be shaving his mustache. All that and more after this.
It's a mustache.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. My dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine.
More cocaine.
Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
1-866-662-8300.
Lying in the sun, and the heat flicks across her butterscotch thighs. And should I imbibe in gin-dappled eyes, I might fall over drunk, but not satisfied. My lily, Caramel Christine, I can taste your name slip along my tongue, and my whole world shakes when I'm watching you move. So many years between you and my love. My lily, Kitty Cat Christine, my life for your love would not be in vain. The world may have lost you to the lingering time, but I will forever remember your name. Beneath the scab, it's flameless and pink, free from sin and lust and deceit. And so might she too be gentle and sweet. Ah, no one looks so pure in the great pounding heat. So as the sweat collects on her brow and her breast, and beads on her belly and onto her ankle, she steams like a stovepipe, smokes like a hot knife, moves like a tiger out on the bangle. My lily, Kitty Cat Christine, my life for your love would not be in vain. The world may have lost you to the lingering time, but I will forever remember your name. We'll be right back. kitty cat Christine. My life or your love would not be in vain. The world may have lost you to the languor in time, but I will forever remember your name.
I'm back here live in studio, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, episode 83, I believe. You can catch any of our episodes online on our podcast, CITR.ca. Under shows, under the letter C, there we are, bingo bango, first on the block. That sounded lame.
And then, I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
Then you can check us out also in the iTunes store under podcasts. Just search CITR-Gabba Radio. Bingo, bango. There you go.
If you added a bongo to it,
bingo,
that's
bango,
actually a
bongo.
That's a golf game that you play.
What?
Yeah, bingo, bango, bongo. You win. There's three things you can win on each hole. Bingo, bango, and bongo. Bingo is closest to the pin. Bango is like first in or lowest score, and bongo is first putter. I can't remember it all. But
this golf game moment brought to you by E-Rock. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, it's time to talk more with Roxette Star of Bantry and Brasiers. Her show is this Friday at the Prop House Cafe, which is on Venables, just off Commercial Drive. It is a comedy slash improv slash burlesque show. And your special treat, your special Christmas gift, will be unwrapped as the mystery host at this week's show. This is,
I just want to go and find out who it is.
I know, she did give a clue. It's a boy.
Oh, I suppose he prefers to be a man.
I'm sure he would like to be called a man.
Hindsight is 2020 and all, you know.
So dude, this little boy is going to be hosting.
Dude, we're going to give him lots of beer first, though. Don't worry. He's underage. It's okay.
Special Christmas PJs on.
It's Christ.
You should have a big manger.
You got Jesus
out
as your host?
That's right, man. I'm pro like that.
Wow.
In case people are just tuning in, give us a brief summary of what Bantry and Brasiers is, other than guest hosting with Jesus.
Guest. I can't even. Guest hosting.
You'll see
with
things
Jesus
like this, you know, laughter all around.
Now, Prop House Cafe. Before you get into who is there and what it is, Boos.
Booze, indeed.
Yes, okay, good. Okay, we'll go on.
Booze, boobs, and laughs.
What exactly is Bantry and Brasiers? Tell us one more time, quickly.
The Bantry and Brasiers is a
too
burlesque
long. Okay, we're going to move on. Just kidding, go ahead.
It's a burlesque meets comedy doing improv.
Okay, so basically the girls do some burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
Guys could,
that
though
they set up themselves, and then after the break, they come back and the audience helps them by picking a song and a prop, and then they have to do an improv burlesque.
Correct.
In between those two acts is some sort of comedy stylings by someone.
Exactly.
And this time it's Sarah Bino.
It is, from Say What?
Yeah, Say What. And Teenage Poetry and all that jazz. Sarah's a funny, funny girl. We had her on one of our episodes a little while
you
back
did,
as well.
You did one of the Say What.
I did. Yes, I did. I read from The Art of Kissing from 1936.
Mm.
It's very, I remember that being quite sensual.
Yes, very sensual. Very good towards women.
Yes.
Yes. They had good morals and ideas about what women should be back in the 30s.
Yeah.
I like that book a lot. Now, we're going to give away some tickets to your show for
right
some of our Cab Radio listeners. If you would like to win tickets to this Friday's Bantry and Brasiers, a pair of tickets, you can call 604 822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And if you're one of our podcast listeners and you haven't heard us say that someone has won by the end of the show, then please contact us at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com with the subject line Bantry and Brasiers, and you can win a pair of tickets to this Friday's show.
Sweet.
Well, that's it for Miss Roxette Star. Thank you so much for being on our show this week. Best of luck with your show on Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
She has her... What's...
I was just going to maybe mention, like, not that I don't, you know, want her to leave. Like,
oh, do you want her to shave you?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe after the break she can... Okay. She maybe can come back and maybe help out with the whole mustache shave.
Would that interest you? Would that
I think... You out? No.
Okay.
No. Like, a lot more than your mustache to creep me out. Although it's kind of...
Sexy? I know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sexy. Oh.
I'll miss you.
That is the word. All right, so we've decided to keep Miss Roxette Star.
Unless you gotta go.
A while longer. She's gonna help E-Rock in just a little bit to shave his mustache. We also have upcoming events coming up just around the corner. We're going to be talking with Paul Anthony of Talent Time just to talk about his Christmas show, which is tomorrow night. So that's going to be going on as well. And also we have some more prizes to give away, including tickets to... next Saturday, December 11th, Pink Flamingo show. We have two tickets to give away for that as well. As well as some tickets to give away for the Commodore.
Yeah.
2-for-1 tickets to the Commodore. So still some prizes to give away. If you'd like to win two tickets to Bantering Brasiers this Friday, 604-822-2487, or hit us up on Gmail. gmail.com. No, it's not that. Why do I keep messing that one up? That just sucks. I am not doing well on that one. Okay. We'll be back with more. cabradio@gmail.com.
Isn't that what you said?
No, I said cabradio.com.
Oh.
cabradio@gmail.com.
Also the Facebook page.
That's right. Okay.
Shipwreck. mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Start off this coming events with our special guest on the line, Mr. Paul Anthony.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
Eric's got to always get in there.
He's got to sneak in there.
He's got to sneak somewhere.
You have your Christmas special tomorrow night for Talent Time. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's big. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So we're just trying to spread all over the Christmas cheer. We're going to have as well as all the great acts, we're going to have pictures with Santa, and we got some nice Christmas cookies, and we got some seasonal themed stuff. We got the Candy Girl Christmas, who are like nouveau burlesque performers, song and dance, kind of Broadway-ish.
They're originally from that place down in
Maxine's Hideaway,
yeah.
Yeah, they used to perform at Maxine's Hideaway. The choreographer owned the place until did the city take it over or something like that?
Yeah, they're going to be building a condo there.
Oh, good. That's what we needed.
That's exactly what we needed. Now, your show Talent Time is getting a lot of press lately. You're actually in CBC News and some other things. Is that has that been you've gone out and gotten a lot of that, or do you just find that your show is just starting to really pick up steam in terms of promotion and stuff like that?
The last couple of things, actually, they approached me, which was really good because, you know, as independent performers, you know, doing stuff, like, sometimes it's the last thing to do. Like, I never make press releases or anything. It just seems like a lot of work when you could actually be working on the show. Mm-hmm. But, luckily enough, I'm not sure what's happening. Yeah,
it's just finally starting to.
I didn't know about the CBC until about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, really? That was quite a good article, big and long and full of information.
Yeah, I just read it. That was really cool.
In case people don't know what Talent Time is, give a brief summary of maybe what people can expect. What is Talent Time?
Well, it's a variety chat show, a talent show. So it's, I kind of try to run it a little bit like a chat show, but the guests are all interesting people doing interesting things around the city. I try to go outside of any sort of scenes, you know, and kind of pluck people.
Yeah, your guests seem to go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Is that something that you've always liked about variety, or why, like, some of your acts are very unique and you wouldn't necessarily see them in a normal sort of variety show?
Yeah, I always personally never understood these variety shows that were just kind of the same people on them all the time. or maybe doing slightly different, like doing different routines, but kind of just from the same kind of talent pool. I mean, those are good too. But I just had like a, I don't know. I was like, what else is out there? There's got to be. It's a lot more work when you're not just working with your friends and people that you know, and you have to actually physically try to find people. But I don't know. It's more interesting to me.
Now tell us about a couple of the guests that are on this week's show or this month's show.
Well, we have the Candy Girl Christmas. They're going to be doing some seasonal sexy stuff. That's going to be exciting. Teen pop sensation Eye Candy is going to be back for a secret special performance. The set's going to be kind of made out like a nativity scene. We did Christmas last year with like all the trees and stuff, and this year we're trying to do like vaguely religious, not really religious, but just that the aesthetic of like a nativity play at like
you're reenacting the birth of baby Jesus. We get it.
Jeff Berner is on the show. He's a accordionist musician, very good musician. Sarah Bino's doing some angst-filled poetry about Christmas time. And Sean Proudlove's a local comedian who's quite good. He's got a bunch of Christmas material.
I see you also have our mutual friend Rick Valiant doing some crooning.
Yes, Rick. He can't keep Rick away from an event like this. He's family.
And also, just before we let you go, sort of some big exciting news for you. I talked to you earlier in the day, and you're very excited about it. You're releasing your season one on DVD.
I know. I'm so excited, Teddy. I'm the most excited person about it.
And is this going to be for sale tomorrow night, or how do you get your hand on a copy of? It's a 3-disc set too. That's a lot of talent time.
I know. There's I think 11 full or 10 full episodes, and there's an episode from season one, and then a bonus episode from season two. And then like 4.5 hours of like bonus features, like feature length commentaries with some of the past guests, like comedian Graham Clark's on a commentary. Teen pop singer Eye Candy does a commentary with me. Steve Bays that did the music, he did a bunch. We also did a contest for who wants to be on our audio commentary contest, and the lovely lady that won that, she's on two of the commentaries. And there's skits and deleted stuff. And, just stuff that didn't make it to the show. There's a C.R. Avery clip that never made it to the show that's very good. And
so this is going to be for sale tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay.
All that stuff. 3-disc set, only $20.
Only $20. Talent time, doors are at 8 p.m. Show is at 9 p.m. Cover charge piñata this time?
Of course.
What's any clues to what the piñata is going to be?
Yeah, I can tell you. It's it's a snowman, and so it's got three levels of there's going to be money and goodies in both three compartments of the.
I thought maybe you were going to be controversial and make it Jesus.
I know. Thought about it. I like that.
Well, thanks for talking about talent time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks, Teddy, and have a great show.
Cheers. That is Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. His Christmas special is tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret. His show Talent Time is every first Wednesday of every month. So catch it tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret. Yeah, I know. I tried to meld two words there all in one. The Christmas special tomorrow night. Doors at 8, shows at 9. Very, very fun show. Always something different. Always something fun to go see. Check that out tomorrow night. Also at the Biltmore on Thursday night, it is a band called Lucero. They are from Memphis. They do some southern rock, and they're going to be at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday. So if you'd like to get some southern rock, get some good old rock and roll, check out Lucero at the Biltmore on Thursday. Moving over to Friday night, we've been talking all night about the Bantering Brazier show. You want to go check that out. It is at the Prop House Cafe, just on Venables, just around the corner from Commercial Drive. The show gets underway at what time?
9 o'clock.
We also have doors are 8:30. Show is at 9 o'clock. Go see some improv, some comedy, and some burlesque all mixed together. That is going to be Bantering Braziers, the Christmas edition as well, this Friday night at 9 p.m. We also have some tickets to give away for that that we haven't done quite yet. So if you'd like to win those, 604-822-2487. Moving over to Sunday night, we have Kitty Nights. They have their Krampus show. It's all about the cramps. Yay! The Krampus show is also in support of Krampus, who is the opposite of St. Nicholas, who punishes naughty children at Christmas time. And then we'll be doing all burlesque. All the girls will be doing burlesque to Cramps, the Cramps music. So that should be fun. Villainy Loveless, Camaro Love Rock, Hanna-Barbera, Candy Curves, Burgundy Bricks, Spooksy, I'm the Biggest Cramp Fan, DeLune, and also The Professor and moi, DJ Teddy Smooth, will be there. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore. Yes, we're still around. We're still around.
A few more weeks.
Yeah.
That is upcoming events for this week. When we return, we will have mustache shaving. CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Paul?
Why are you playing Happy Birthday? This is our Christmas album.
Well, Paul, because Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Jesus is awesome.
Yeah, he sure is.
Birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels. Oh, come let us adore him. Adore him, Christ the Lord. Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels. Let us adore him, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Lord!
CITR's Shindig 2010 finals are coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. Three bands will take the stage. One will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club.
Now, Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
The holidays are a real special time for me, because every year I save $1,000. And on Christmas Eve,
I go out and spend it on hookers and blow. I don't really remember what happens next. Happy holidays.
This has been Holiday Moments by Acaba Radio.
Hookers and blow on the holidays.
On the holidays.
Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
I take my $1,000.
Spend his money.
Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, hookers and blow. And the holidays.
Holidays.
Are so, so sweet. I love hookers and blow.
He loves hookers
as
and
you
blow.
Men know.
I know.
I love hookers
you said
and blow.
That already.
Doug and the Slugs from their album Slugology 101. Cats, Who Knows How to Make Love Stay, Doug and the Slugs.
I just want to say Canadian one thing content. About Doug and the Slugs.
I know, you brought them into my life.
And when I first did, the backlash I got from you was, you know, remarkable to what it is now.
Well, I don't know.
You and Doug and the Slugs.
It's just fun. It's just funny music.
It grows on you.
It grows on you. And, you know, it's Canadian content. It's kind of funny to throw it on the
Doug and the Slugs, baby.
Before that, we had the Cabaret Radio crew with their Christmas holiday song, Hookers and Blow.
Hookers and Blow.
And also, we talked to Paul Anthony about Talentime, but that was actually his 1-2-3 Presents with his Christmas album, Come All Ye Faithful. He put it together lots and lots of years ago, I believe. But some music there. Go check out his Talentime tomorrow night at the Biltmore. After the show, we always do CITR and Cab Radio Presents Cab Radio After Dark, where we take a selection, a CD, here from the CITR library, and we put it on all the way until the morning time here at CITR. Tonight's selection is Now With More Music, live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM, that's in Calgary. So it hits Canadian and female content. And it also has a song on it called Smooth Like Crunchy Peanut Butter by Type Monkey Type. So I just, you know, why? That's about as far as I got and why I picked it tonight.
That's funny because I don't know if you saw the post that I put on my Facebook page today, but it was Peanut Butter Solution.
Really?
I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah.
He gets that solution in his hair and grows lots of... Yeah. He's a bald kid. And
oh,
gets,
I remember that.
And then the hair is used just for art that you can jump into.
Won't stop.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
Uh-huh.
We have some prizes to give away. We have two tickets to give away to the Pink Flamingo Show, which is December 11th. That's next Saturday. It's going to be at the Red Room. Somewhat of an early show, but I think that's okay in the wintertime because it's
nice,
dark.
Because people are
It's already dark. So come out to the Red Room next Saturday, December 11th, where we'll be presenting another Pink Flamingo. And if you don't know what the Pink Flamingo is, they're a live music burlesque band. So live music, and then girls do burlesque to live music. Shaboobie Booberella.
And boys.
Blue Morris. Johnny Bongo.
You always forget to mention the boys that, you know, dance as well in the shows. When burlesque
well,
girls,
that's
like, it's
usually,
the girls in burlesque.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. Okay.
It's because you just want to see
Is there
the
any
girls.
Boys? No.
I am.
You're not boylesquing.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. There's Boylesque dancing with you, Rob. I didn't know that. I thought you were hosting
Chai
with me.
Chai tea is in there.
I don't even know.
Dark chocolate's
I don't,
in there.
I didn't read the ad.
There's actually three Boylesquers.
Well, men are often forgotten in the world
are
of burlesque.
Are you hosting that show? Shouldn't you know these things?
I'm getting to it. Don't call me out on the
Ladies,
radar.
Ladies.
I don't know if you're going to be part of the show anymore.
Oh, okay.
Can I give away the tickets now?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm frazzled because we're about to shave something.
Man-child with your mustache.
Right?
Okay.
Get to those prizes.
If you'd like to win tickets to the Pink Flamingo Show next Saturday at the Red Room, please give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Or if you're one of our podcast listeners, send us an email at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com with the subject line Pink Flamingos. And you can have yourself two tickets next Saturday's show. Mm-hmm. We are now at the point in the show where all the excitement has led to this moment. Still doesn't sound good on radio.
No. One-handed clap.
No. Throughout the month of November, you might have noticed that men across Vancouver have been growing mustaches. I myself was a part of it for a while. I unfortunately couldn't do the whole month because of some conflicts of interest in the artistic world. Got a film part and couldn't have a mustache. But for a while, I had a mustache, and it is called Movember. It was originally started in Australia. Some guys got together and saw how much girls were promoting breast cancer and how much girls were getting behind breast cancer, and they wanted to put across just how much they cared about prostate cancer, because prostate cancer is a big killer in men, especially in BC. There's a higher portion of BC men that get prostate cancer than elsewhere in Canada. We're not entirely sure why, although there are some indication that we have lower levels of selenium in the soil. So if you're a man in BC, you're often encouraged to take the
good old selenium.
Selenium. You go to the health food store and get it. One of the reasons I know this is because my grandfather died of prostate cancer, and my father had prostate cancer twice. And luckily, my dad is still alive. I'm very grateful for the medicine that has been available and all sorts of different things that have helped save his life from prostate cancer. I also have, because of that, a 1 in 2 chance of getting prostate cancer, so I can look forward to many years of doctors sticking their fingers in and touching my prostate. Which,
awesome.
Not hot. Always is a bad thing.
No.
What?
No, it's not.
If not me, but if you're into that sort of thing. Yes, like if you find a female doctor and...
She's hot.
Hey,
want to touch my prostate?
Aren't they usually old?
Such a great pickup line.
So, Movember, we get back to that, is a month where men grow their mustaches and raise funds. Our friend Chris... P, also Lawrence of Arabia, has been doing it as well. E-Rock has also been growing his mustache, and tonight we will be getting rid of it live on air.
We will.
We also have in studio the producer of Bantering Brazier. She has stuck around, and she's been...
She's
going to
be the shaver.
She's been given the task to shave E-Rock, so we have some moisturizer.
I'm excited to see.
Then we have some Clean and Clear moisturizer. I'm not sure why he picked that.
There's promotion
instead
brought
of,
to you by Teddy Smooth.
I wish we were had a support on that. And we also have a
Gillette razor,
Gillette,
which you just told me a funny
Mach
story.
Mach 3. Is that a Mach 3?
That's the Mach 3.
Here, I'll see if we can hear this. Hear that? Oh, jeez, I shouldn't talk at the same time.
We're going to put all the microphones close. We'll have that going, the sound of it on there. I mean, it's going to get crazy.
That is the sound of E-Rock's vibrating...
Mach 3
Gillette thing.
Which apparently just got recalled.
Well, it didn't get recalled. It just was sued because their advertisements were wrong. They said that that buzzing would actually lift the hairs higher off your face, thus giving you a better shave, which has thus been proven quite inaccurate. So... Let us start the process.
I pre-moisturized a little bit coming off of that last song there just to moisten it up and didn't want to go full-on dry. I know there's only about 10 hairs that really have to be cut, but...
This is another reason why you should support stations like CITR, because what other radio station will give you the sweet sounds of a man having his mustache shaved?
I'm just applying a little bit more of the Clean and Clear.
Now, to give you an indication of what E-Rock's mustache looks like. Google John Waters. And then, in fact, make it look a little bit worse than John Waters. And
don't worry.
E-Rock is not the best mustache grower in the world, but you got to commend the guy for trying because he kind of looks like maybe, I don't know, an old Chinese man.
Oh, I think we should think you. Antonio Banderas and Shrek.
Thank you.
Oh, maybe. And not, no, you know, just if you can imagine that picture, a mix of John Waters and maybe an old Chinese man, and how they just can't grow that much hair. And it's just one of those, some guys can, some guys can't.
I will the power to grow.
So the moisturizer is applied.
It's
now
applied.
What's the next step?
Next step is the microphone's in close to
I'm
going to
keep mine for commentary.
Okay, yeah, that's good. We've got two here.
We've combined the mics.
We may ask you to take a few photos because we're going to document this for Facebook.
I will try.
So, I will have those up tomorrow.
So Roxette Star is here, and she is going to...
Okay, so
that sounds good.
Here,
I'm going to... There, I'm just going to shut those off. You got it all settled?
Ready? Hear this?
Okay, that is the sound of the razor.
Sound of the razor. No.
That is a real razor.
Real razor vibrating. That apparently the
Roxette,
vibrations
would
do
you,
nothing.
Would you examine that razor to make sure that it's real?
This appears to be a real razor.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I think it's dull. Which I tried to find a...
Ooh, it does look kind of old.
Yeah, I tried to find a new one right before. But it...
Okay, so...
Okay.
Now, have you ever shaved anyone before? I know you're married. Have you?
I've never shaved a mustache.
Oh.
So this is my
I'm excited to see if she's an
adventure.
Up or down type of girl.
You've shaved what then? Men's testicles.
Never the mustache.
Cooper.
Well,
Oh my
God.
Don't worry, nobody's listening right now.
I hope not. He's gonna kill me.
Okay, so are we gonna go with the first swipe here?
Yeah, let's get
okay.
It's up to you where you want to swipe.
Okay.
Oh wow, this is.
Ah! Stop!
No, I'm just kidding. We're good.
Now remember, Jared, the mics are up, so right, please don't yell that loud. It's not good radio. You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy. E-Rock's over there getting shaved and by Roxette Star. We're taking pictures. This is to celebrate the end of Movember, a month where men have gotten their mustaches. This doesn't look like it's going to take very long. Did we get a piece of paper maybe to ham off some of that, to give it a little tap?
Yeah, because there's so much on there.
Oh, wow, look at that. I got to get
it. This is three quarters of my mustache off.
There's about five strands. Kind of looks like little pubes.
I'm shaving your pubes?
You said it.
Oh, God, they're going to give us fourth place next year.
They're not getting up
this
the
is
dollars.
First rate.
There are a few strands left. We're almost done this giant shaving procedure. I'm going to get a few more pictures here. If you would like to listen to this program again or listen to our podcast, you can do that at CITR.ca under shows under the letter C.
Oh,
you can also check us out on
weird little ones. Is that nose hair or is that mustache?
it's all men, baby. It's all men.
Oh,
all
baby. Men. I don't know if I've ever shaved so much man before. I think we're good.
All right.
I think
we're good.
Let's examine here.
Hold on.
Wait. Is that dirt or more mustache?
Much moisturizer. I can't get all the whiskers to wipe off.
Now, can I ask you a question, E-Rock?
Yes, you can.
Now, do you usually shave with moisturizer? Or
no, that was the first time.
I'm just not sure. I'm not sure why you chose moisturizer. Like, who brings moisturizer to a shaving?
Same guy who brings a knife to a gunfight?
Because I was like, I don't have enough hair to really bring like cream and put it all on, and I didn't want to make too much of a mess, and then I thought...
You could ask me. I have like special shaving like cream that's not...
See, I don't shave that often, so I don't know what the
I gotta shave
are.
Like every 2 days, you know? So you gotta ask
the
quarter Italian guy over here who has to shave like every... Well, there you have it, folks.
That was some great entertainment. Thank you so much, Roxette.
It's too bad this show wasn't also on video, because that was great entertainment right there.
Yeah.
Got some pictures. Hopefully they can be on the Facebook page tomorrow or the next day. Mm-hmm. Just check out Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, and you can see E-Rock being shaved and the after product.
Before, after.
Maybe we can get I got him laughing. Maybe we can get a nice finished product here.
Do we need light still?
It might be hard to tell in the pictures when he shaved and when he didn't, but maybe we'll put an arrow in there that says here he's not shaved yet. So there you have it. E-Rock finished off his month here on Movember.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all the men that have raised money for this worthwhile cause. It's a great way, and it's taken off all around the world. There's every November, men around the world are now not shaving and getting their mustaches going, all in support of prostate cancer research. So if you would like to know more about it and donate, you can, of course, do that all year round, or think about maybe getting a team. They have Mo teams where you can win prizes and stuff like that. So,
is that like the human centipede? Y'all,
I hope not.
Tie it together.
Google Movember and look how you can be a part of that, and how you can be a part of curing prostate cancer. Because, like I said, it affects a lot of BC men and a lot of men around the world. It's one of the big ones for men. So, and we still don't know exactly why or how to cure it. Although it has gotten a lot better. It used to be that my grandfather's day, it was a pretty good death sentence, but with my dad's generation, it was a little bit better, and it's getting better every day. So it's a worthwhile cause to go check that out. Movember, check it out on the old internet.
And besides growing your mustache, when you shave it off, man, it feels so light. And
it's very fun. A couple times during last year, I really wanted to rip off my mustache, but overall, I enjoyed it. I spent San Francisco my mustache.
The walk.
Yeah, I did the walk, and those lots of fun things. It just gives you a different perspective, too. It gives you a different look. You start looking at yourself a little bit differently.
People look at you differently.
They do. They very much do. So, especially...
People wave at you when you've got a mustache and they've got a mustache.
Hey there, guy.
Like, it's like driving in a Volkswagen Bug. You honk at each other.
Many thanks to Roxette Star for completing the huge job there of...
It's a lot of work.
That was at least 10 or 11 strands to get rid of.
Yeah.
I know.
I think there's a few more in here. Yeah, it's about 12 or 13.
That is going to be it for us this week. Again, if you're a podcast listener, we haven't given away those prizes. So if you would like to win tickets to Banter and Braziers or the Pink Flamingo show, Banter and Braziers is this Friday at the Prop House Cafe, and Pink Flamingos next Saturday, December 11th at the Red Room. You can do so. Email us at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock, right over there.
Yo!
Oh, we didn't give away your tickets. Maybe we should keep those for next week?
Sure.
Okay, we have some tickets to give away next week as well. We won't tell you what they are.
There's so many giveaways,
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
All sorts of prizes on every show.
Yeah.
Next week also, E-Rock is going to be doing a solo show.
Han Solo.
And then in this month, we also have our Holiday Explosion show as well. Awesome. So lots of cool stuff for Cab Radio coming up in December. So stick around for Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock or around there.
Until whenever...
Good night, Cab Radio. Enjoy.
I will. All of it. Every last bit.
Hey, baby, let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Let's do some stuff and get fucked up. Yeah, tomorrow we'll feel like we've been hit by a truck, but let's get fucked up. Going to a cockfight. Stuff at Hawk might never ever return. Ooh, going to the brink of oblivion. Gonna need a shrink to get back again. On nocturnal shades, head down to amateur night, do some purple haze, probably lose some fight. Ooh, get cool and casual, get really sent, dig some cruel and unusual punishment. Let's get fucked up, let's get fucked up.
In Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba.